You're listening to SBS News.
Bushfires are burning around Australia. Aboriginal people are connected to the land, and the aftermath is causing devastation and trauma. Fire is an element that Indigenous people once lived in harmony with. Archaeologist David Johnston says it is putting cultural and sacred lives at risk.
Fires come through and destroy the last of our remnant scarred trees, which is absolutely a great loss. You know, our ancestors and people passed to make canoes, coolmans, the shields, boomerangs, at the heat of these intense fires is impacting with the smoke on our ancient paintings and the ochred paintings and stencils, etc. Burial grounds have the potential fires coming through.
Indigenous communities fear for the land, which they are connected to spiritually. Flinders University Professor in Cultural Heritage and Management, Dr. Alice Gorman, identifies tangible and intangible elements that have been affected by fires. These include culturally modified trees, rock shelters, stone tools, grinding grooves, and rock art sites that feature paintings and engravings. Ms. Gorman stresses the need for Indigenous involvement in the recovery effort. She says it cannot be ignored.
A sad thing that the scale and intensity of these fires has likely caused a lot of damage to Aboriginal heritage. This can be an opportunity for Aboriginal communities to be more involved in the management of their country and their heritage and have opportunities to reconnect with it. So this means it's really critical that the National Bushfire Recovery Project actually takes heritage into account and allows Aboriginal communities and traditional owner groups to lead that process.
Millions of acres have been torched this season. Archaeologists recommend an audit of the areas, a national assessment to preserve precious heritage sites.
Indigenous archaeologists and archaeologists in Australia now contact our communities to volunteer to assist in doing audit assessments if those communities want to see what's still left. Since areas that have been damaged, what we need to do immediately to protect our Australia's rich Indigenous heritage. Each area with its own cultural sort of identity and footprints and knowledge for those communities will be able to, know what's the impact of those fires.
The New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council is in constant communication with authorities, consulting with traditional owners of the land and response teams. Chief Executive James Christian made this statement regarding heritage management during the current bushfire crisis.
The New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council is offering much needed support to the local Aboriginal land councils in fire-affected regions of the state. The impact of these fires undoubtedly extend to the degradation and loss of vital culture and heritage. However, we are currently focused on the very significant immediate human needs arising from this crisis.
Aboriginal lives and livelihoods continue to be tied to the land. Mr. Johnson is calling for a solidified recovery approach, including more government funding and adequate support for Indigenous land management.
It's been a challenge for heritage managers in Australia to get adequate funding to manage our rich, United Australian heritage, which is our, 60,000, 70,000 years of our Indigenous heritage. So we're always calling on greater resources to manage this. This is appropriate time for our state site registers to identify what in those fire-affected areas, what sites that were recorded, to have an audit of what's there. This should be done nationally, and I think the Commonwealth should oversee this. Lots of work needing to be done. I mean, this is our Australian history and heritage and our identity.